97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Annie Fry Show YouTube live chat poll of the day is sponsored by Ruler Foods. Low prices, no coupons. Ruler Foods.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America, sweetheart.
Goodness sake, Beth. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Happy Friday. Welcome back. Just got done having Tom Shalhoub in studio for a couple of segments, and very fun to have him along with Ryan's B or Not the B. There's a little pressure there to have Adam Schiff in the studio doing a real story on Adam Schiff.
Yeah, I know. It's very meta to be talking to Adam Schiff while doing a story about Adam Schiff losing his clothes.
I think, which apparently, if you stay tuned to, what did he say? It was going to be on Gutfeld? Or
Yeah, he did. He said he did a bit on it, yeah.
Yeah. Going to get to see a Nakey Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
Tune in.
Can't wait. Most people had to pay to be at a fundraiser to see that.
Mm.
But now we get to see it on broadcast
television.
You know, the
Democrats do things a little differently these
days.
Yeah,
they do.
So that's why I'm a Republican. Anyway, we're going to get to what I missed in the week. We don't have as much to get to, but we do have one story that's really key that we want to talk to you about. But first, we got to talk about the poll question. It's Friday, so normally we're, you know, every day when I come up with a poll question, I'm going, something not about Trump or Biden. Something not about Trump or Biden. And then you can, if you are with us each and every day, you know how often I'm successful about it. So that if I do ask a Trump or Biden question, it's not, I mean, at the end, if you're asking something about Trump and Biden in the same one, everyone's voting for Trump and Biden, no matter what the details of the questions are. See November. Today's question is a little bit different because I had a personal experience that made me ask myself, maybe I'm in the wrong here. So the question is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of a car window? Yes, it's acceptable, or no, it's littering. I don't have a in-between response on the poll today because I can't go through every single exception to whatever the rule is. There is also the thought, the question is asking specifically about seed or nutshells. What about apple cores? What about banana peels? What about if you're eating a sandwich and you get through it and there's just bread left and you don't eat the bread, can you throw the bread out the window? Ryan?
I have very, very strong thoughts on this. And I am 100% all the way into yes, acceptable. And I don't know if you thought I'd go the other way, but the only time that I could see where it would be like, would be if you're driving through a suburb and you're throwing it into somebody's lawn. Anywhere else.
If it's common ground?
If it's biodegradable, whether you're on the interstate or like Tom was saying, especially if you're passing a rural area, throw it into the grass. No matter what, if it can degrade, and even if it's slow, go ahead. It's fine. If you're throwing trash, that's completely different.
Yeah.
Well, I think the question is it trash? Some people might think a banana peel is trash, or that a sunflower seed or a peanut shell or pistachio seed is trash.
Now, if you see somebody throwing like a large amount of old fruit out of the car.
Bushel baskets standing in the back of the trunk.
Yeah. These potatoes all have eyes. Let's just take them on the road. That would be different because it could cause problems. But for almost any circumstance, if it's bread crust, whatever circumstance, you can think, whatever kind of thing, as long as it's going to either get eaten by animals or fall apart or whatever, it's fine.
Chris says, I do not litter, but I will throw food out the window and I do it at work too for the critters to have a snack.
That's so nice, Chris.
Vicky said, food is the only thing I'll toss occasionally, depending on what it is. Russell says, when you say tossing food, I think seeds or shells are different from sandwiches and other foods. So I vote yes for seeds and shells, but would vote no way for other foods.
Interesting.
Doug says, I don't throw things out the car window. It irks me when I see others do it. especially cigarette butts. Different.
Different.
Different. Yeah.
Cigarette butts, different than food. And then, of course, this is a very specific question. Frank says, yes, acceptable. If it rejoins the soil, it's not a problem. When I smoked unfiltered cigarettes, I never had an issue with flipping them out the car window, but never a filter. I don't know what that means.
The filter on the cigarette.
Whatever. I don't know what
you
it
don't
means.
Know.
No. I think I established yesterday my complete and total lack of knowledge on the drugs and the smokes.
Well,
pipes.
If you as long as you smoke crack with a filter, I'm not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. Is that filter crack?
Yeah, is that filter cracker?
It's one of those Hunter crackers.
Get a filter on that pipe.
Ender said, I said no because I won't do it myself. I find it unacceptable for myself to do and will not do it. That's a very well-rounded thought.
Yes.
Brad, is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable or no, it's littering.
Two things about me is I grew up in the country and I played baseball. I have zero problem with seeds or nutshells or anything like that. I mean, I'd stand on the baseball field chewing seeds and spitting them out from whatever position I was in. I don't see a problem with it because, like some of our other commenters have said, that stuff's biodegradable. I'm with Ryan, even with like the apple cores and the banana peels. If you're in a rural area, go ahead, throw it out. You know, there's something that's going to come along and pick that up and eat it. And not only is it going to eat it, it'll be like, ooh, free food, and it's going to be excited about it. However, in my neighborhood, I hate when I find a banana peel in my yard, and people do throw it in my yard. So
Thomas,
throw it in people's
on YouTube
yards.
Says, no way on banana peels.
I'm plus, people might slip and then step on a rake.
I wish I had a slide whistle right
honk,
now.
Bonk, bonk. You know, all that goes with it, and it's really unfortunate to watch.
So here's the story.
Okay.
I had a handful of pistachios. That was my lunch yesterday, and I was going to eat them on the way home to go pick up my kids. My daughter had a concert last night. I had to get from A to B to C to D to F or whatever it was. And so I probably had in my hand 24 pistachios.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was going to eat those. I did not have anything in my car where I could put the shells and not let them go to the abyss that is Pacifica when you have 4 kids.
It's going to fall in the crack of the seat.
They're going to be gone forever.
Yeah.
I mean, like, that would be littering.
So you had to crack these open. They weren't like already cracked for you.
No, because you eat way less when you have to do the work.
Yes, you do.
So I am driving out of St. Louis, the city of St. Louis, which, as you know, is pristinely clean and people don't commit crimes there.
Yeah, I had to put that addendum on mine. Like, if you're in the city of St. Louis, don't put anything out.
They work really hard to keep it clean.
Yeah.
So here I am. And I am on my way out of town, and I had my window open like 6 inches, standard nut removal length.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 6 inches, standard nut removal.
And there is this gigantic black pickup truck next to me. And when you're downtown St. Louis, you don't make eye contact with people. You don't look at them. Being a... Am I young? I don't know. Younger, female, in downtown St. Louis, if I'm sitting at a stoplight, I'm always prepared to just go. Nobody else stops at the stoplights. Why would I, when somebody is coming up next to me and trying to get my attention, or walking up next to you and, like, staring at you on the other side of the window, like, I am always prepared to just leave. And I haven't seen the criminals getting arrested downtown, so I figure, what's a red light? If it means I might be protecting myself. So I'm just always kind of, we go up to a red light and I, about 10 feet back is when I really slow. And then I just kind of keep a steady roll going forward so that I'm never at a complete stop. It doesn't seem to be like I'm approachable. All of these things are thoughts that go through your head when you're downtown St. Louis. This, and so 6 inches nut removal window.
Yep. Just throw them out there, roll it up. Nut removed.
No, not the nut. Just the shell. Because I ate the nut.
Okay. You had a lot of
nut. I cracked the pistachio open. I popped the pistachio into my mouth, and I tossed the shells out the window. Light turns green.
Okay.
I start driving, because that's what you do. This gigantic big black pickup truck, I can see, I was ahead of it, and it scooches up, and I can tell that all of a sudden I'm like, this truck is pacing me. So I'm thinking... sexistly, is a man hollering at me or something. And it is not. It is a middle-aged, which maybe I am, white woman who gets up in front of me and rolls her window down and she goes,
Littering is illegal!
Really loud and wow. continues to pace me because I threw pistachio shells out the window. I didn't have more than 24 pistachios that I had taken home with me. And I had more than half of them by the time I got out of St. Louis and I was well into Illinois. So I may have shelled 6 nuts as I was moving through downtown. And maybe I shouldn't have thrown those pistachio shells into the street. But this woman has left a mark on me, and she shamed me in downtown St. Louis for having the audacity to throw what everybody will see when they go through St. Louis, and they'll be like, that's Annie Fry's pistachio shell. So I don't know if I'm supposed to do that. Here's the precursor to all of this. I grew up in the country. You did these things. You whipped the apple core out the window as far as you could. You don't want it to be in the street. You figure something's going to eat it and have a great day. The banana peel is going to biodegrade rapidly and fertilize the soil.
Yeah. Returns right into a rabbit.
Maybe shells are different. Eventually. Yeah. Circle of life.
Circle of life. Yep.
Bro.
Yep.
So I yesterday would have said, yes, this is acceptable. But this woman who accosted me downtown and made me feel like crap for throwing, I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm completely wrong. Maybe I should have done it in the city. Although I think that it would be way less noticeable in the city than it would be in like the suburbs. I need help.
Maybe everybody's fine here. Maybe you did fine according to you, and there is no truth. Or maybe her truth is that was her one thing, was yelling at people.
Does she drive down the streets of St. Louis and go, drugs are illegal, to the people who are like passing out on the side of the road with whatever the name is for the appropriate pipe that they're using?
Mm-hmm.
You know, prostitution. Is prostitution illegal?
Mm-hmm. I would love to hear somebody yelling that at
maybe
random
it's not
ladies.
Prostitution. Maybe it's not prostitution. Maybe it's just public indecency.
Don't sell your body! ma'am.
I just thought the greatest irony. I have been carjacked in this city. I have been at gunpoint in this city. And you know what I got yelled at? Freaking pistachio nutshell. And I don't think I will wait until I get into Illinois and I will throw those shells all over that state.
Now, hang on a second. Would you throw them in the river?
If I could, that'd be so
good.
That'd
be pretty sweet.
Poof! Gosh, yeah. Dang it. And then you'd want to celebrate, but there'd be nobody there to
right.
sell. And
it'd be quite an arm, too, because like shells, you can't throw those very far. The wind resistance. Let me ask you this, though. Is it a fair trade if she's driving around actually yelling at every crime and everything?
Read Joe's comment here.
Joe says, excuse me, ma'am, but there's a homeless man pooping in the other lane next to you. Please leave me alone. Yeah.
Now, listen, all of this is like relativity. Just because there are literally people that, like, you can see people pooping. Mark Cox tweeted out a picture of a naked guy on the street.
Yeah, he was just on the corner.
Yes,
he was naked.
I have videos of people bathing in Washington Memorial.
Yeah.
The only reason why I didn't share the video, haven't shared these videos, but I take them because I have a video from earlier this week where there was a homeless man at Tucker and wherever the old ABC 30 building used to be. And this homeless guy, this is his corner.
Mm-hmm.
He came in front of a pickup truck and and it was a pickup truck. I was in the left lane. The pickup truck was in the right lane. And he was like very aggressively staring and like had his arms expanded out in front of this truck. Like it was a little hostile. So listen, if I have to do something to protect my life, I'm going to have on video the moments that led up to it because I don't trust the city of St. Louis to do nothing.
Right.
I don't trust them to protect me because they certainly aren't.
Yeah.
So I understand that the relativity of whether I should do this or not has nothing to do with what other people are able to get away with in St. Louis. But I genuinely don't feel like in the past, like if it's biodegradable, if it's food, if, like I said, if you're rejoining it to the soil, then I didn't think that it was bad. But maybe I'm just a terrible person. That should have been the poll today.
Maybe you threw if you threw them in the median, maybe we're going to see pistachio trees growing there.
Trying to feed the hungry.
Exactly. But
with rabbits.
There, here, that'll turn into a squirrel.
Yeah, I heard it on 97.1. Didn't get to what
No, no, but I do need to know the answer to this question. Mm-hmm. If she is driving around in her big, mean truck, you know, intimidating,
yeah,
and she's yelling
pistachio
at
police.
Not just that, but like she is yelling about litter and anything that she even perceives as close to litter. but she's also yelling at, you know, aggressive panhandlers.
I don't think she is. I think it was just me.
Drug usage and prostitution and crime and stealing.
She can solve some problems.
She's yelling at the 7-Eleven. If she's doing all of those things, is that a fair trade? Like, yeah, she's going to get a little overboard
like
with the littering.
This is the one I have to take for the team?
You got
to
take that one.
Do you
want to
know
fair?
What I did after she yelled at me?
I do.
What do you think I did?
I think you honked.
No, I didn't honk.
Okay. Did you? Here's what I would have done.
I'm sure what you would have done is exactly what I would have done.
I would have acted like, if she was on my right, I would have turned to my left and waved like I just saw an old friend. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited
hey!
To see you.
And then you toss
oh my gosh, what is this person?
Toss
doing?
Him a pistachio. Hey, yeah, you yeah, all.
Yeah. Hey, pistachio for you and you. And you get a car.
She goes past me with her window down, aggressively leaning over her steering wheel to make sure that I saw her.
Okay.
You know, it's illegal to litter.
And so I could distinctly hear 6 inches nut removal.
Yeah.
Window crack. So we, of course, downtown St. Louis, there's like 8 stoplights. You go like 4 inches and then you stop. And yeah. So she gets ahead of me and I'm rolling up on the next stoplight and I'm like, it's a pistachio.
No, you did really?
Yes,
did.
I
she
did.
Hear you?
And I just thought, Pete, this just sounds like St. Louis. But I'm one of the crazy ones. So if you were downtown St. Louis and you heard people yelling about pistachio, it was a completely lucid thought. There was no,
yeah.
There was no influence to it at all. I just wanted her to know that this is the type of rule follower I am. I was like, if she thinks I'm throwing trash out the window, I wasn't. I have a reason that maybe you would understand and we would have common ground.
But did she hear you?
I don't know if she drove faster.
Oh, maybe she felt embarrassed.
I don't know that she did.
Like, oh no, she followed up.
The truth is, she could be listening to the show right now.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
She could be voting in the poll.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Do one of those Georgia things and sway it, but just make sure you subscribe with all your fake accounts.
Yes.
We're trying to get to 7,000.
And be sure to get the podcast because this hour will be called 6 inches, nuts, and crack.
Actually,
all about your window. All
I don't
about your
think
window.
It will. She's going to come in here and yell at you. That is profane.
If
Ryan
she gets
Wiggins.
Past our security, I'm like, look, you got a right to be in here.
I don't think that, you know, I don't ever want to be the woman who is yelling out of my car at somebody for that. But then I was. Then I became pistachio lady in downtown St. Louis, marked in a Pacifica. Yeah. Mom finally cracks.
Because your initial reaction was, oh, how embarrassing for you. Now listen up!
It's a pistachio! I need your vote on the poll, guys. Come on, Andy Frey YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
You have to ask me nicely.
Don't make me beg here.
Ask me anything.
Tell me the truth!
All right, now we take some of your questions that you've left for us on the Andy Frey YouTube channel, and we ask them of each other, and we also have some of our own. Ryan, you said you had one?
I do, and it's a very specific question. You'll probably figure out why.
When you ask it?
How long does it take you to unpack a suitcase when you return from a trip?
Oh, forever.
Good. Good. Because...
like, so much so that it usually stays there until my next... Well, I mean, not all of it. You pull things out as you need it.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of times when I pack a suitcase, if I'm traveling to the same place, there are some things that I don't need unless I'm going there. So it just stays in the suitcase.
Oh, man, I'm glad to hear that because I feel so bad. I throw it out somewhere and I just get the stuff out of it I need right when I get home. And then that thing just sits there and I'll forget that there's a shirt or something in there that I really like that shirt.
That's where it was.
Yeah.
What about you?
I don't unpack. My wife does, so it gets done pretty quickly.
Oh, man. And the judgmental stare that you're getting right now is deserved.
This is why I'm not looking in that direction. I'm staring at you because I can feel it.
Well,
this
you,
side
hopefully
of my
you
face
can feel
red.
It from me too.
You know what I'm judging? The fact that you admitted it.
Yeah.
What? Are you surprised?
You should just say, no, I don't really unpack my suitcase. Period.
Yeah, because it's still true.
It's still true, not a lie. Info Dude says, I was going to ask what your favorite position is, but I'm not sure how much Ryan knows about baseball.
Man, I got a lot of jokes, but I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. I'll say shortstop because I grew up an Ozzie Smith fan, and I'm just going to leave it right there.
What position? Did you play baseball?
Yeah.
How long?
I think I only played until about third or fourth grade.
About 5 minutes.
I didn't play
You played till third grade?
Yeah.
Until I found out I had to run to first base.
Little
yeah.
League?
Yeah, Little League.
And you played?
No, I was playing against Little Leaguers. They were in third grade.
Yeah.
I'm like, come 22. On, all nine of you against one. Let's go.
Did you have a position at that age you would always get
mixed
up?
I think I was, yeah.
You wouldn't get,
I played
grade.
A lot of first base and third base.
Especially when we were younger. Because in third grade, you are 8 or 9. Mm-hmm. So now you can be 8 or 9 and start specializing in things.
Yeah.
I hate it. But in when we grew up, you'd just get moved around. Maybe to just...
I do remember that when I was playing Little League, man, every kid wanted to be shortstop because every kid wanted to be Ozzy.
Yeah.
It was just it was across the board.
Yeah. I totally get that. What position did you play?
In high school, I was a catcher.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I also played third base and
first
base.
How long did you play?
I played until my senior year. I played for high school until my sophomore year, and then I signed up for Belleville Quarry League and played into my senior year. And
catcher, anything else?
First base.
Catcher and first base. I played through senior year of high school with my school, and then I played some summer stuff after that, but I was always a catcher. I became a catcher probably around 4th or 5th grade, which is usually when pitching starts, maybe in pitching machine and then eventual live pitching. And nobody ever wanted to be a catcher. And my dad would coach. It would go like 1st and 2nd grade play together, 3rd and 4th grade play together. So like 1 year I'd play with this group of people and another year I'd play with that group of people. And my dad would usually help coach, I think, one of those teams. And he would make me be the catcher because nobody else wanted to do it. We had other good catchers on the team, but eventually I just was a catcher the whole time. I can't catch a fly ball. I'm a pretty solid athlete. I can't catch a fly ball because I never had to learn it.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
You got to have really good depth perception.
Well, it's not that. It's just being able to read it off the bat because sometimes those balls come off the bat and you're like, well, that's just going to be way over my head.
I am, like, of all of the things, yeah, I'm just going to say it in a way that everybody understands. Of all of the things I do in sports that are girly, watching me try to catch a fly ball, I, like, just move out of the way of it so it falls and then I pick it up.
Pick it up and throw it in.
I'm not making a mistake that's going to cost me my nose because I got anything to prove. I'm like, it's generally going to be over there, so I'm going to go over here. And then I'm going to go get it. And I'll probably go a little bit behind where I think it's going to land so I can walk forward and make a throw. But not very proud of that.
Oh, I used to go all out for a fly ball. But once I got into media and, you know, we're on camera every day, now I look like you.
A true face for radio.
I've got a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so I kind of teased this with you guys the other day. But I was a fan of the show. I was in the chat and everything regularly. Followed you guys on Twitter, was always in your Twitters, mentions
you,
and stuff.
Are you the stalker that Ryan talked about the other day?
Maybe. I don't know.
When Ryan was talking about how cool it would be to have a stalker, he then revealed, I don't think on purpose, that he fantasizes about his stalker being a man.
Did I do that?
Was this all on air?
Oh, yeah. There's a short. We memorialized it.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Yeah. We were casually talking about stalkers. And you're like, yeah, and he's out there. And we're like, hey, okay. So back to Brad.
That leads me into that question. How long did it take for you guys to figure out or realize that maybe I'm not a weirdo? Or was there ever that discussion?
Have we had that talk yet? Are we still thinking?
Yeah, we're still on the fence. I mean, we do have a private chat, Brad.
Yes, I understand.
And
that
does come up. But it hasn't been for a while. I think we kind of settled on jury's out, and we've just let it stay there.
You're full crap. You answer for real though.
So we did an event that we were at Hardee's. I don't remember what it was.
Is that
was
when
for.
You dressed up like a moose?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can't remember why we were there.
Did I do
there.
That to you?
Yeah, you did. You were like, you should do
Hardee's,
this.
Rise and Shine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we were there, and Brad.
That's an event where they raise money for, I think, heating systems for people.
For Meese.
Heat Up St. Louis. No, I don't. I think that was...
The moose had nothing to do with it.
A little bit
it.
Of a tangent.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think there's a connection. Good times were had by all but me. And I met Brad there. I remember that meeting. Oh, you're holding up the picture.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's
that
you're dressed as a moose, but you got an Andy
and
Fryshock
t-shirt. And I look sad because I was
He's
sad.
Like, I have to go outside. It's really cold.
Oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm an adult. I'm a professional.
Brad came out.
And I thought, oh, he was a nice guy, but I didn't really talk to you enough to know. And then when Annie made you a moderator on the chat, I thought, oh, he must be a good dude. That's literally all I knew. So when you started working here, I was like, oh, yeah, he was a cool dude, but I didn't know you. So it was hard to, it was really hard to gauge, you know?
Yeah, I had to take that same roll of the dice, and I was like, you want to produce the show?
Yeah. Right.
You both know this, but I am a private person. I am like, I have a very small circle. I do not want the circle. I've gone through some things in my life that have caused me to reevaluate the people who are in my life and really decide I'm going to pour myself into a small group of people and not worry about the big group of people. And, you know, people come and go, whatever. But with the show, too, I'm doing a lot of this. I do have a degree in TV and radio, but they don't really train you how to have your own show. I've been around radio for 18 years. As of Tuesday, the show's been on the air for 6 years in middays, last Tuesday.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, thanks. You're a little late. But you get to know people. We have people in our chat right now that are talking to us that we've seen at events, and they tell you like, oh, I'm Quick Rick or whatever it might be. And it's like, I feel very much so like I know these people, but it is a different element to meet the person in person than it is to be in this barrier of, okay, I see you and your whatever your avatar is in the chat. And Brad, I think you were following the show when I was on Saturday still.
Yeah.
And he was always an active participant, and I always felt like of all of the people who were in the chat with regularity that Brad stuck to the issues and had a strong, reasonable perspective or position on. A lot of times it agreed with me. Sometimes he would say things that I hadn't thought of, which was nice to be able to consume, but he never struck me as crazy. And so I made him the moderator on the YouTube chat. And when the executive producer position opened up on this show, it was a real big opportunity for the show to grow when that happened. But it was a really big opportunity for us to fail if we screwed it up and picked the wrong person. And I mean, Ryan, you can attest to this. Going with somebody like Brad, who had literally 0 days of experience in radio, is a pretty big risk.
Yeah, but it's cool because you can see the people that come into really probably this probably applies to any industry. If you don't know the industry, it's okay. If you're really passionate about the product and you're willing to learn, you can do almost anything.
Yeah.
And that's the way Brad approached this job, was he was super eager to do it. I think because you liked the product. I mean, obviously you've been listening for a long time. I was actually the same. I had been listening to the show before I joined the show. So I a little bit of the same there, but I had been in media before. I know you hadn't. So you had a longer learning curve, and you know, it's been great to watch, and you're just like willing to continue to learn. So it's been good.
I'm default skeptical of everybody. It doesn't just have to be people who are on the internet, but you'd been around for a long time. So obviously I trusted you. Hope that answers the question.
Yeah.
And I will say,
we think you're really weird.
That whenever whenever we meet people out, like if you listen to the show and you see us out, I speak for me, I guess, that I love it when people come and say you're a fan of the show or you listen or whatever. Even if you disagree, like some people will say, oh, I listen to you guys, but I don't always agree with you. Usually that means I never agree with you if they're going to say that. But I always enjoy it. So I just wanted to say thanks if anybody ever, if I never said that to you, if when you came up to me.
That first time getting recognized in public was surreal. Like I was in an academy sports and somebody's like, are you Brad Range? And I turned and I was like, who wants to know? And it was somebody from the chat and it was really cool. And it was like, oh, I love the show and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, this is okay, cool.
It's good when they recognize you and they love you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the good part. We've got a few more questions. We can get to more if you guys want to do more. Ask us anything when we come back. You guys want to do that?
Sure.
I'll answer this one when we first, come back. From DJ, when did the Annie Fry Show launch on radio and YouTube? I've got up a live tracker. We're going to keep this up in on our YouTube for a while here. We've got 6,803 subscribers on YouTube. YouTube is a huge part of our show. The radio is the most important part of our show. And a reminder, you can always stream The Annie Fry Show and all of 97.1. Mark Cox, Brian Kilmeade, myself, Mark Reardon, and everybody else who's on 97.1 on the Odyssey app. Take us with you everywhere you go, AUDACY. But the YouTube part is where we do bounce a lot of things off of you. And to the testament of Brad being the executive producer of the show, I don't think that Brad would be involved in the show if it weren't for our YouTube family. It's a smaller group of people, but come on and hang out with us every once in a while and be a part of the chat. We've got 6,803 subscribers. We're trying to get to 7,000. So if you haven't subscribed yet, would you? We got a live tracker up on the broadcast right now. When we come back, I'll talk about the beginning of the Annie Fry Show and get to some more of your questions. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Eating my lunch, having some nuts.
Don't you dare throw those on that board.
I'm eating them in here so that I can throw them in the trash can and not be like a St. Louis felon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You don't want to do that. You know what you want to do?
What?
Just throw them in the trash can.
You'll put them on Mark Cox's desk?
Yeah, that's fine because he's going to be gone for 2 weeks. Those things will be rotten by the time he gets back.
They'll be
pile
rabbits.
Them up.
Yeah. If you want to ask us an ask us anything question on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, come join us there. We are going to put the tracker up there to watch our subscriber count as it slowly ticks up to 7,000. We added one over the break. I'm pretty excited about that on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Trying to get to 7,000, we need 196 new subscribers. Would you like to be one? We would love for you to join us. One of the questions that was just asked of, let's get to it, DJ said, when did the Annie Fry Show launch on radio and YouTube? Radio first. The Annie Fry Show started in June, I think it was June 18th of 2016, if that's a Saturday. I'd have to go find out what the Saturday was.
If it wasn't, I'm going to be so mad.
It's the Saturday that's around June 18th. I'm pretty sure it's June 18th. But I started doing on-air stuff with Mark Cox, who's the nicest guy ever. And he had a Sunday show on 97.1 from 7 to 9 p.m. And I spent 2 years coming in on Sunday nights to be with Mark. And our program director asked Mark if he would be willing to let me come in and do, just to kind of see what would happen. And Mark was very kind and generous and said, sure, come on in. And so I did that. That was completely on my own time. That was all unpaid. And I continued to do that for 2 years. And then that was when I was pregnant with my third child. I was in my third trimester and miserable, working 6 days a week. And I had done this for 2 years. And I was like, I need to stop doing this right now. I need just more rest. And my program director's like, absolutely, totally understand. I remember him saying, like, I think we know what we need to know. And then shortly thereafter, Dana Lash used to be on middays here on 97.1. She used to be in St. Louis, and I worked with her because I've been with 97.1 since 2009. Was great working with Dana. Loved working with her. Very much so respect her. She moved to Texas, and then eventually her show went off 97.1. It's back on 97.1 right now, which is wonderful. Mark Cox went to middays to fill in that spot, and then 2 hours were vacated on the weekend, and the Annie Fry Show was born in June of 2016 from 5 to 7 on Saturdays. And then in April of 2018 is when we became full-time middays. Mark Cox went to the morning show, and I came here. YouTube, I think that we started on YouTube, I think it was like 2018 or 2019. I don't know that it was right when I didn't do it on the weekends at all. Mm-hmm. I think we streamed on the 97.1 Facebook page.
Yeah,
maybe.
I remember seeing that a couple times.
But I think that the YouTube, I need to go and look. It's sometime in 2018 or 2019. But it's been really great to be able to get to know more people, because otherwise it's like we're talking to, I'm talking to two people in here right now. I hope that there are more people out there listening, and I hear from you. You guys were talking about being recognized. To me, like, one of my favorite things is when people who I know, but I don't realize they listen to the show, are like, oh yeah, you were talking about such and such the other day. And I'm like, oh, you listen? Thank you so much. Every time someone tells me they listen to the show, my immediate reaction is like, why? Which is not, like, when I say that, I'm just shocked that people are out there listening, which is a really dumb thing for me to say. I should be talking about how great everything is. But it's just, I can't stress enough how much we're pretty much three normal people who have lives that, and we care about the things we talk about. And we come together and have these conversations. And it's so amazing that you are out there as a part of this conversation. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. So that's kind of the path that we took up to where we are right now. And we hope to keep it going. You got another question?
No, I was just looking up because you were talking about Dana Lash. When you went on maternity leave the last time.
Molly?
with Molly, Dana was filling in for part of that. Do you know where this is going?
Maybe.
I can't find it.
Oh.
She did some promo material for me because I was also filling in for you.
She called him Kyle.
And she called me Kyle. And I'm so glad she did, because if she had gotten my name right, you know, it would just been a promo that aired for a month. But I love that thing. I produced it. I made it into material. It was great. But I can't find it right now. If I do, I'll let you know.
Yeah, that was a wild, wild time.
That was a crazy year.
3 months.
Yeah.
Do you have another question?
I've got one here from Ender. He wants to know if any of us have played Mario Kart.
Yeah.
It's a simple yeah.
But, like, it's the OG Mario Kart. I remember it on Super Nintendo. You know, I know
used
that
to play at church lock-ins.
Yes. Would you guys put
on
up
the big screen?
Oh yeah, put up the projector and play it split screen. Oh,
dude, church lock-ins are underrated because they were so fun, and the kids would all say, "Oh, I'm gonna stay up all night. This is gonna be crazy. I'm gonna drink Mountain Dew," and then
Surge.
Maybe 1 o'clock in the morning.
Listen to you two boys. I say Surge, and you just instinctively both
Surge.
Go Surge.
Yeah, that was before Red Bull and all that other stuff.
I don't think you drink Red Bull at lock-ins.
That's what
I
mean. It was before all that existed.
I know, but Red Bull is a different level than Surge.
Yeah, yeah. Surge was
somewhere in between.
You can get by with it.
Hyper-caffeinated and booze.
Yeah, yeah. But man, was that?
Did you not stay up all night at a lock-in?
Oh, I never could ever.
That doesn't surprise me. Did people pick on you?
I don't know. I was asleep.
Drawn on, frozen underwear.
I don't remember anything about my underwear. But
why'd you black out?
I'd crash hard off a Surge.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Yeah, it does. It stands today. You know, past a certain time, I'm out.
Bobo wants to know: would you rather live forever or know when you'll die? I don't want to know when I die.
I don't know that I want to live forever. If I got to live forever like this in my resurrection body, I'd be fine. But
why are you talking like that?
Because it's just throwing out Christian stuff. But I don't know that I want to live forever. So I'll say I'd rather know when I die.
Yeah, I'm kind of with Ryan on this one. I don't want to live forever in this body. It's broken. I was just telling him about some knee pain that I'm having every time the weather changes. So
you ever seen $6 Million Man?
Yes. I'd wait for that day.
I'd live forever in that body.
Last time I tried to bring that up, you guys made fun of me.
What was it?
$6 Million Man. Or is it Billion Dollar Man? I don't remember. It was the 70s.
Probably million. $6 Million Man.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're talking about.
<That's okay.
laughs> I was reading the next question we were going to ask.
That's fine.
Dan says, since you are okay with throwing biodegradable shells and seeds out the window, is it okay to throw out the remains of a burger?
Yes.
That burger isn't going to last 10 minutes.
A burger is almost better than a pistachio shell.
I agree. It's going to degrade faster.
It's going to get eaten by an animal in need.
Yeah, or some dude.
Or a person.
Yeah. Some dude's going to be like, hey, burger.
Is there any type of food or anything like that you're like, no, you can't? Somebody said chicken bones. Never chicken bones.
Yeah,
either.
Bones seem like they would take a long time.
Well,
maybe somebody pick them up and make a nice broth out of them.
Maybe not. Chicken bones, like, you shouldn't give your dog chicken bones,
right?
Because they can choke on them. So that, to me, I can understand hazard, but like, maybe you could choke on a pistachio shell too.
I always think it's very inconsiderate when animals die in the woods because they leave behind bones. Other animals could choke on them. I think all animals should be ground up into hamburgers. Back to Dan's question. Yes, it's fine if you throw out a hamburger.
Anyway, Quick Rick wants to know, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
I'm a green. I like green.
Blue.
Red.
You're just naming colors?
Yeah.
More on the, is it acceptable to toss? There's really nowhere to go with that. Are we 57?
57, favorite? Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Buddy the Elf.
Is it acceptable to toss seed or nutshells out of the car window? Yes, it's acceptable. No, it's littering. Brad, your response to that was?
I said, yes, it's acceptable.
Ryan, your response?
It's acceptable and encouraged.
I think it's acceptable. And I say that with a little bit of worry that maybe I'm wrong on that, which is honestly why I'm asking this question. I said to them off air, I was like, when I put this out there, I thought, if I find out that I'm in the 10% minority, I'm gonna feel like a crap person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
Crap satchel.
Don't Mr. Doo-Doo. Go back and listen to Ryan's listen last to my advertisement. Live endorsement. He said doo-doo. And we held it together in the studio quite well.
No, you did not.
You
yelled
fun.
It out.
We did I did fun. Not yell
like
it
like
out.
Rapid rental renovations. And you guys were like, doo-doo, doo-doo.
You said doo-doo first.
Yes, I did.
Jackie said, I voted yes in the poll. I'm sure an animal will eat it. It's much better than the nasty cigarette butts everywhere. Do we agree that cigarette butts are a no-no?
Yeah. That's
I'm not totally opposed to it, but they're not. I would say no. I would say no. I'm going to say no.
You're not opposed to cigarette butts?
Well, they do biodegrade, but they're still trash. So I'm going
to
no.
This is the worst. Like, that takes me back to being a kid at my dad's softball games. And
smoking the
cigarette.
Yeah.
Cigarette butts in the rock with the little pull tabs from the Pabst Blue Ribbon.
X's and O's with Mike Elam and Enforcer Colin. When we come back, don't go away.
Get more at 971talk.com.